You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. 1 in 10 Americans leave home without a dollar in their pockets. 80% carry $20 or less. And with recent cybersecurity scares, Americans are looking for a safe and easy way to exchange money. Bravo LLC recently developed the first smartphone GPS-based cashless payment gateway to help service professionals that depend on gratuities capture loss of revenue for those instances of no cash in a private, non-disruptive, or invasive transaction without sharing information or pictures. When using the app, there is no need for swiping cards or using readers, since we use a patent-pending software and hardware GPS and near-field technology. Now the app also is helping musicians and other charities. Maria Luna, once again, one of the founders, is here today to tell us more about this technology and ways musicians or other nonprofit groups can benefit from Bravo. Maria, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. The honor is all mine. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Really good to catch up with you once again to get an update. We understand there's a lot of momentum going on within Bravo. So for starters, with Bravo not being just for tipping, what are some other uses of Bravo? And if you could just get into that a little bit.
Well, since we developed the first GPS-based payment gateway in the world, creating the ability to connect people seamlessly without exchanging personal data, we have noticed that many of our users outside of the typical tip situation where you would tip your valet or any of the service professionals, we have been approached and exchange information with musicians, performers, and we're seeing a movement starting that we're very happy to be part of, because sometimes performers, it's like an embarrassing situation where they are doing their best job. They have to pay cell phone, put food on the table, you know, pay rent. And sometimes they do a great show and people do not approach. Maybe sometimes people are shy to go and, you know, and put money. But I think with Bravo, we're creating a great solution for great performers out there, and we're very happy to see that happening, where musicians or performers register with Bravo. You can find them by GPS and send them a tip, but outside of that, also send them a comment.
That's certainly an awesome option for Bravo there. Now, you have partnered with the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Foundation. What is this foundation and what is your involvement here?
We are very pleased and honored with this partnership with the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Foundation and Bravo Tipper Pay, the cashless way. And the reason we partnered with them is that there's a win-win situation. Alice Cooper is a wonderful person outside of a wonderful artist, and he created in Arizona this foundation where kids can go outside of their school to go to a place where they will feel comfortable, welcomed, and they go there to learn music, they learn to dance, they learn, they can go and even just play games, but they're in a safe environment where people that care about them, that mentor them, they learn how to write music, and all of those services are provided for free from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. to those anybody that will go there, actually. But the majority of the kids that go out there go to learn music and to put the best talent out there, so they go and learn. And Alice Cooper is providing all of those services, their foundation, for free. So we're partnering with them in the sense that we are not only putting their name out there and inviting people to send them donations, but also we're partnering with them in different activities, like the one we're going to have on August the 1st.
How would a musician use the app, and how would they benefit most?
Well, for example, on August 1st, we're going to have a Bravo concert, the second of the Bravo concert series. This time it's going to be at Bootleggers. And all of the musicians, many of them are either from our community or they're participants of the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Foundation. So they can go into the activity like the one we're going to have on Bootleggers August 1st, and they're registered with Bravo to receive tips. So all of the people attending the activity can go find them by GPS and send them a tip, but more important, send them a comment like, great music, I love this song, or I love the way you did this. And it's a fun way to communicate with the artists and also support them. And outside of that, we're doing it for a greater cause because the funds are going to go into a scholarship that is going to help the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Foundation, and it's going to help those kids through a scholarship to go to the Paradise Valley Community College.
Today we're joined by Maria Luna, co-founder of Bravo Tipping, that is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash with social integrity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maria, do you agree with we are becoming more of a cashless society and that the future of the tipping industry as a whole will be digital?
I do agree with that, and I've seen since we launched it here locally how many people are seeing the convenience of, instead of carrying much cash with them, which we don't anymore, but you still want to honor a good service from a service professional, so you can do it with Bravo. And as we grow and we provide that opportunity for more people to do it, I see how people have embraced it locally here in Arizona, and I see it growing. And I know that's the future of the tipping industry.
As a business owner, you have piloted Bravo this past year in the Phoenix area and are now going national. Congratulations on that. Are there any lessons learned on what advice, you know, that you could provide to those listening in on having a successful startup?
Well, I think the biggest advice and lesson that I can share with your wonderful listeners is that before launching any company, you have to have a great plan. And outside of that, listen to your potential customers and validate your product like we have done. And also integrate with your local community. And if you do that and you are and you see that you're providing a real solution to a real problem in a way that people are willing to embrace, and you involve your community and you do it in a win-win type of transaction or situation, the success is going to come with it.
What are your plans in the next year for where you see Bravo headed?
Like I mentioned, the tipping industry in one of your previous questions, the tipping industry is going in movement with our cashless society. So Bravo, it's naturally growing that way from one happy customer telling the other. So I see and foresee that as more people learn about Bravo, they continue to share it with other either people that tip or people that receive tips. And I see this as a national movement where people will embrace the technology and through GPS will find the person they want to send money to, and they will take care of the transaction that way.
Certainly agree with that. And how can one download the app or get further information on how it works?
It's very easy. The app is for free and will be forever for free. So you can go to either trybravo.com and find the link there and download the app, or you can go to the App Store or to the Google Play Store and type Bravo Tipping, and we will pop up, and you download it from there. It takes seconds to download, and it's a wonderful app, like I mentioned, to find people by GPS and send them money.
It certainly is an awesome app. It's trybravo.com. Maria, thanks so much for taking out another moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another update in the future.
It's been a lot of fun, and thank you very much for your questions and for your attention to Bravo.
And it's certainly our pleasure. It's been a lot of fun to see you guys grow. We've been speaking with Maria Luna, co-founder of Bravo Tipping Made Easy, that is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash and with social integrity. And once again, the website of reference is trybravo.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.